Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.org. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 10:15 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
The Lord, King I want. For there my heart has found its treasure. Christ is mine forevermore. Christ is mine forevermore. Once more. Christ is mine forevermore.
Let's just sing this chorus together.
And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Just proclaim that to your Savior this morning.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Would you pray with me? This morning, when I woke up, I didn't want to come and worship. I did not want to come and be among other believers. Honestly, for some reason, just felt pretty numb. And the Lord gave me a song. And I just prayed this as I first got up this morning. And oh, what a difference it makes. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces, and this is my offering. Just lay me at your throne and leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Just take me to the King. God, that's my prayer again this morning. For the third time, take me to the King. Lord, take me to you. Lord, let me just gaze upon your glory today. Lord, we bring to you our situations, our circumstances. There are people in here rejoicing today. We bring that to you. There are people in here broken today. We bring that to you. There are people in here who are just plodding along, trying to move on to the next thing. We bring that to you. There are people in the room who are confused at life's circumstance and what they find to be difficult. And Father, we bring that to you. All of this, all of these pieces are our offering to you today. So speak to us, please, through your word. Lord, transform us. Make us more like you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be seated if you will. If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We continue in our series that we started in early September that's called To Do. It's a Thessalonian guide to living on purpose. And we've looked really at chapters 4 and 5, and we're looking at them verse by verse, and it's going to take us a little while to finish, yet still a few more weeks. Today we're going to cover one verse, and it's verse 15. And as you turn there to be ready to read it, as I was preparing and studying, I found in one of the commentaries a little story that I loved. And it's this, that it was a pastor who wrote this commentary said that he knew of a group of neighbors that had a picnic planned in their community, a little block party for their neighborhood. And they realized at the very last minute that they forgot to invite the somewhat cranky older neighbor who caused a lot of trouble in the neighborhood. They forgot to invite her. So they felt bad and wanted her to feel invited. So at the last moment, they sent one of the little boys with a little invitation to her over to her house to invite her at the last minute to come. And the boy returned a few minutes later and said, "She told me to tell you this. It's too late now. I've already prayed for rain." And that was her answer there. Listen, we all know somebody like that lady. The truth is, we've all been that person at one point or another in our lives. But Paul encourages the Thessalonians, listen, when someone does something that you don't like, when they have misrepresented you, when they have put an offense to you in some way, when they have overlooked you, whatever the case may be, don't retaliate. Instead, let me tell you what you should do. And here's what Paul says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. It says this, see that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. See that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Now, to put this in context, let's read what we read last week. So back up a verse to verse 14. Remember this from last week. And we urge you, brothers, to admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all. And see to it that no one repays evil for evil, but always seeks to do good to one another and to everyone. So he speaks of patience at the end of verse 14. He speaks of not retaliating at the beginning of verse 15. Hear me say this. Retaliation is the opposite of patience. And God is very clear in multiple places in the scripture that if vengeance is needed, it is his to carry out. Listen, if you're writing things down, write this down. Retaliation is not an option for followers of Jesus who are walking in the will of Jesus. Now, retaliation can be an option for a follower of Jesus, but not one who's walking in the will of Jesus. If you want to be in the will of Jesus, you will not retaliate. The scripture is clear over and over. The Bible says it. 1 Peter 3:9 says this, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 says it this way, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now listen, let's be honest, that's hard. It's not easy. Let me give you some examples. You find out someone's talked about you behind your back. What do you do? What do you want to do? What we want to do is tell somebody, this person's talked about me behind my back. And usually when we're telling somebody, we're doing it behind that person's back. So we do the same thing. We retaliate by doing the same. How about this? When someone mistreats one of your family members in some way, whether it be slight or large, what do we want to do? We fantasize about paying them back in double fashion in front of a crowd that's cheering for you, right? I mean, you understand when someone messes with your family, you don't like that. So we desire to retaliate. Have you ever woke up from a dead sleep and in your mind you were remembering some offense that someone had against you or some word someone said against you or how they misrepresented you in some way? And so in your mind, you're having an argument with them in your heart. Listen, it's happened to me multiple times over the years, and I don't know about you, but when I'm having an imaginary argument with someone, I win it every time. I've told you guys that before. I'm good when the person's not there. And so it's really easy for that to happen in our lives. But God is clear, don't miss this, that we are not to repay evil for evil. He is clear that he will take care of any vengeance that is needed. Now, I'm not just talking about something major. It can be minor and how we want to jump back or snap back or deal with. But the scripture says, don't repay evil for evil, but always seek to do good. Let God take care of any avenging that needs to take place. I'm not a big fan of suggestion boxes. Some organizations use them. I know of some churches. I was the student minister at a church around 30 years ago that had a suggestion box sitting right outside the church office. And so you could walk down the halls And if you didn't like something, you could write a little note. You could stick it in the suggestion box. Or if you had a new idea of how to do something, you could do that. I've never been a big fan because those things done anonymously, it's really hard to know where that's coming from or what the situation is. But I can remember from 30 years ago some of the funny ones that we got, the strange ones we received. There was one that said, the pastor needs to wear less distracting ties in the pulpit. Well, ha, that's never going to happen with me. You're safe, okay? There was one that said this. We need to have, because we talked about it on Monday in staff meeting. We need to have a bring your dog to church Sunday. That will attract more people. I got to be honest, that will attract more dogs. But I'm not so sure it's going to attract more people. I'm just not sure of that. This one is, I couldn't remember exactly how it was worded, but this is the idea. Please ask the lady on the fourth row in the middle section to wear less perfume. She's giving me a headache. You get those anonymous notes in that regard. And then this was my favorite that I specifically remember, and it said this. I don't think the communion juice last week was Welch's. It tasted generic. I put that one in there. That was me. I thought that was so fun to do to the pastor. But anyway, so that's another story. But my thoughts often feel like a suggestion box with God. I feel like I've got one. I feel like I might not even want to think it really, but my heart is revealing it. And it's things like this. Lord, wouldn't be so bad if you set that person straight. Maybe that person needs to come down a little notch or two. Father, if they could just taste their own medicine, they'd stop being so mean to so-and-so or to whatever. You get the point. You understand. Our lives are meant to reflect the gospel. And please know this, the gospel is never displayed in retaliation, ever. The gospel will never be displayed in retaliation. Now, there's a fine line between retaliation and standing up for yourself. I understand. There's a fine line between retaliation and defending the truth. I get that. There's a fine line between retaliation and correcting a lie. There's a time to correct certain lies. There's a place for defending a family member. There's a biblical principle for speaking the truth in love, especially to other believers. But God has been showing me over and over the last month that motive matters. Don't miss this. Motive matters. If you chase every false word spoken about you, you'll be busy. If you chase every minor insult or offense or slight that someone has toward you, listen, your life will be full of distractions of trying to chase that down. If you're writing things down, here's how I would word it. My need for people to see me in a positive light should not outweigh my desire to respond like Jesus and show people what the gospel really looks like. Let me say it again. My need for people to see me in a positive light should not outweigh my desire to respond like Jesus and show people what the gospel really looks like. And at the end of Romans chapter 12, when it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Listen, this, if you look at that in context, this is not the idea that the other person is evil and don't be overcome by them. This is the idea is don't be overcome by the own evil in your heart and you do something that would be evil. It's about ourselves. It's not really about the other person. Don't be overcome by evil and deny the gospel work in your own life. Look at the second half of verse 15 now. So it says, see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. This word seek is specific. It means to pursue vigorously. It's not, well, I'm just going to seek to find someone to talk to today. No, it's I'm going to pursue this person that I'm looking for. It's vigorous. I'm going after it. It says to seek, be vigorous to do good. And it says to do it to other believers. It says one another. And then to everyone, the entire world, it tells us. So living out the gospel in a practical way by doing good is a major theme of the Bible. Now, we're not saying that your life and salvation comes through good works, but we are saying that the good works are involved in your salvation. Now, hold up. Let me say what I mean to say here. Good works are involved in your salvation. You did nothing to earn your salvation. It's the grace of God. But Ephesians reminds us, those of us that have been saved, we are called to a life of good works. So out of your salvation will come good works and good things. You didn't build those up to gain salvation, but because of salvation, they come flowing out afterwards. And so if you are someone that never pursues good works or never does something good for someone else, there's a struggle with the idea of our salvation because the scripture is clear. Excuse me. And Paul over and over and over tells us that we display the gospel through living out good works. Now you may say, how many times does he really do it? Listen, I was amazed when I searched that this is one of Paul's major themes. Think about this. How many times does he tell us to do good? He says it in Romans chapter 2. He says it in Romans chapter 12. Paul writes it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He writes it in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He writes it in Ephesians chapter 2. He talks about it in Colossians chapter 1. He writes about it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. He talks about it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Paul mentions it in great detail in 1 Timothy chapter 5. He talks about it in Titus chapter 2. And Paul talks about it in Galatians chapter 6. Over and over and over, it is part of his theme. Listen to Galatians 6, 8. It says, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Over and over, Paul commands us to do good for the gospel's sake. So if we have our to-do list and it's been growing for 5 weeks now, and different things, again, it's not a one and done, you check the box, you did this as a believer. This is every day you wake up and you look at this to-do list, and every day you stop and say, this I will seek to do, these things every day. What can we add today? Two things. Here they are. Refuse to retaliate. You'll be given an opportunity to retaliate in some way before the day's over. Refuse to retaliate. And secondly, do good for the gospel. Now, I know this. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to trust God enough to refuse to retaliate. I have to trust enough that if God wants to deal with it, he'll deal with it. I have to trust enough that God can show me how to have grace and help in the middle of that. Here's the simplest way to remember it. God's the one who does the avenging. God's the one who brings about new life. God's the one that teaches us about kindness and goodness. So let God be God and you be you. And we do what he says and how he challenges us to do so. And we will proclaim the gospel on an entirely different level if we pursue ways to do good to those who hurt us. If we can look for ways to do good to those who speak negatively against you, if you could do good, you proclaim the gospel. If you could do good to that person that has slighted you, you'll proclaim the gospel. If you could do good to that person that is talking negatively about you, you will proclaim the gospel. If you could do good to that person who just seems to be evil in different ways, you will be proclaiming the gospel. This could be a family member. It could be a spouse. It could be a coworker. A boss, a neighbor, a fellow church member, anyone. If there's someone that slighted you in some way, whether they know it or not, and your feelings would desire that you would respond by talking about it, by enumerating over and over in your mind about it, by dealing with it in some way, here's what I would encourage you to do. Do what Paul says over and over and over. Do good for that person. Here's some specific examples of ways you can do good for that one that's seeking to harm you, or that one that has said something negative about you, or that one who has upset you, or just the one who in the world is upsetting others. First of all, you can pray for them. Listen, praying for someone is doing a lot of good. That is good. So pray for them, for God to bless them, for God to move in their life, for God to help them. Not that God will just get them, but for God to do a work in their lives. So pray for them. Another way you can do good to those that you might have difficulty with is to serve them. Find a way to serve them in some way. Another way to do good is to encourage them. You may say, this person speaks negative of me and doesn't think much of me. Why would they want to hear my encouragement? They may not want to hear it, but the scripture is pretty clear how encouragement and how the words we speak bring life. And this is really not about them. This is about you and God anyway. And so I encourage you to encourage them. Maybe it's to perform an act of kindness toward them. Now, you say, how could I do this? Maybe you do it anonymously. Maybe that person that you know had said something negative about you, how about you send them some act of kindness in the mail this week? Just something simple. And in doing so, who knows? You say, well, they'll never know it was from me. It's not about them. It's about us displaying the gospel and how God honors that in our lives. For some, though, the best thing you could do to do good is to forgive them. You may have to forgive them again tomorrow, but for today, forgive them. Or maybe it's to honor them. Again, I'm not saying they deserve it. I'm not saying they've done anything to earn it. But that is exactly what proclaiming the gospel with your life looks like. Did you do anything to deserve God's forgiveness? No. Did you do anything to deserve his honor? No. Did you do anything to deserve his serving? No. I have done nothing of value that would make God need to love me or want to. He does it out of his goodwill. That is the gospel. So we can in turn do the same thing. What I want to encourage you to do today is put feet to your faith. If your faith says, I love Jesus and I want to proclaim the gospel with my life, then be the hands and feet of Jesus today. Be Jesus in the flesh. Be Jesus with skin on. Find a way that you can let Jesus be your greatest example and that he would be your source of power to live it out, and find a way to do good to someone else today. Find a way to do good towards someone else today. Decide to follow Jesus today. There's a song in just a few minutes we're going to sing that says, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. Listen, deciding to follow Jesus is about salvation, but it's about more than that. It's about a daily decision that you and I make that we will follow in his steps or we will follow in our own. Our own steps say retaliate. Our own steps say, if they speak about you, speak about them. Our own steps say, it's juicy to share that information with someone else in some way. Our own steps say, you'll feel better if you will stand up for so-and-so in this regard. The scripture says, do not repay evil for evil, but always seek to do good for one another and to everyone. So how about a gospel experiment this week? Now, there are times, again, you got to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. And we represent well those who cannot do that. We must. But when it comes to our own lives, in the workplace, in the school, in your community, in the neighborhood, in your home, would you look for a way this week to do good toward the one that has maybe brought about insult your way or a slight your way? Just seek to be a gospel example this week that you have decided to follow Jesus. Now, these verses are practical. We'll look at the next couple of verses next week. It's full of practical things for us. But for today, let's not worry about the entire to-do list. There's a lot of things on there already. Let's just refuse to retaliate and let's seek to do good. Would you pray with me? With your heads bowed for just a moment, a little extended time with your heads bowed. Maybe you're here and there's someone that you've struggled with in some way, and so you're hearing this and you're saying, okay, what am I going to do? Maybe you do it anonymously. Maybe you just pray for them, or maybe you just flat out go to them and try to find a way to serve them. And in doing so, you're a gospel witness. You don't have to say, I'm trying to be a gospel witness to you. Just be it. It'd be an embodiment of the gospel lived out in your life. If God does not do a work in their heart, he will certainly do one in yours. I know what a difference that will make. Maybe for you, though, something that's been shared in worship as we've sung songs to Jesus, maybe a word that's been shared, you have been dealing with a difficulty, a circumstance, something going on in your life, and you want to just come get on your knees, and you want to say what we've already sung together. This is not my war to win. This is not my weight to bear. God, I'm trusting you. I'm crowning you as Lord of my life, which means, Father, I'm sorry, but that means you get my problems too. So, Father, I give you those. I crown you Lord of my life, and I ask you to help me know how to live and walk through the weight of the things that are going on in my life. I pray the same for each person in this room. Maybe God's calling you, and you need prayer. You've got something going on. You just want somebody to pray with you. Come, we'll pray for you. Maybe God's calling you to unite with our faith family. Maybe you've been attending a while, and you know today, I don't know what was said that made you realize it, but something happened today, and you say, this is the place that God wants my family to serve. And so I want to encourage you, if you're going to serve, to come. Let's reunite together. Maybe God's calling you to give your life to him. You realize that you have been walking a life of vengeance or a life of evil or something else, and you need to give your life to Jesus. Come, let me pray with you. Father God, please have your way among us. If there's anyone here that does not know you, I pray they would come to know you. For those that do know you, my prayer is that we would seek to honor you through these simple little suggestions, commands, exhortations from 1 Thessalonians 5:15, that we will not repay evil for evil, that we will seek to do good to one another and to everyone, that we will live out the patience of God in this way. God, help me. Help each of us. Lord, for those that need help, may we pray for one another in this time of ministry. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.